Thanks for spending time with us. Welcome into Monday. This year's holiday season will be definitely better than last year's. Nearly 220 million Americans have been vaccinated against COVID-19, compared with essentially none in 2020. Total employment, 5 million more than last December, and work is slowly getting back to normal. That said, pandemic hangovers are lurking. Snarled supply lines around the world have already made many everyday products scarce, and that is sure to extend to Christmas gifts for kids and family members. Here's Rick Newman, senior columnist at Yahoo Finance. Rick, explain.
Who ruined Christmas? That's the big question that everybody's going to be asking, I think, as we get closer to the holiday season. And the reason for this is all the problems we're having with the supply chain and scarce products. You can barely find a game console anywhere these days. These are all going to persist through the holiday season and well into 2022. And we're already hearing Republicans criticizing President Biden for ruining Christmas, or perhaps using other phrases that kind of make the same point. In reality, it's nobody's fault. I mean, we have all these disruptions in the supply chain. We have prices going up for a bunch of different products, mainly because of COVID. I mean, this is still the pandemic disruption phenomenon that we're going through, with giant cargo ships that can't unload their containers because there's a traffic jam at the ports and other things like that. So it is going to be a challenging Christmas for people who insist they just have to have all the items on their wish list. You may not be able to get all of those things this year. And I think people are just going to have to chill out a little bit.
I am going to recommend that mothers and fathers, in explaining to their kids why they didn't get everything they asked for, that they use the phrase suboptimal, as I steal from your story. Listen, kids, it might be suboptimal at Christmas this year, and here's why. you said that it might not be anybody's fault here, but President Biden is concerned that he's going to shoulder the blame. Explain what he's going through.
Yes. First of all, let's talk about inflation. So we still don't know if we have permanent inflation or, quote, transitory inflation, but we do know that this is on consumers' minds, especially because a few important things have gone up by quite a lot. Gasoline is a big one. That's up more than 40% over the last year. Rents are going up, and this could become a more pressing problem. And we're even seeing some staples such as food that are going up in price. And, you know, consumers don't do a careful analysis to figure out exactly whose fault this is. They just blame whoever is in charge. And the person in charge right now is President Biden. So we have seen his approval ratings sinking pretty sharply recently. They're well under 50% at this point, perhaps around 45%, down from almost as high as 60%. That's a big drop. And I think these rising prices is part of it. We're also just, when people are not able to find stuff they want, we're not used to that in this society, Gordon. I mean, almost always when you want something, you either go to the store, you've got a bunch of different choices for where to get it, or you find it online. Yeah. We're not used to not being able to get what we want. And we're going to have to get used to that for a little while, but some people aren't going to like it. And again, they're just going to blame the person in charge, and that's President Biden.
We're speaking with Rick Newman, senior columnist at Yahoo Finance. He's written a piece entitled Get Ready for Grinchonomics. Also, you said, the Biden economy is doing okay, but explain the however there.
It's going in the wrong direction. So, we all remember just a few months ago in the spring and early summer, vaccines were rolling out. People were feeling like we're going to get back to normal here. Even President Biden promised, quote, a summer of freedom. And then we had the Delta variant. And, COVID is not going away. And the economy is still doing okay. Economic growth is solid. We're seeing corporate profits are solid. Stock market's close to new records. People are getting hired. Pay is going up. But growth is slowing down. And what we expected we thought we were going to be in a boom at this point, and it just doesn't feel like a boom, because people can't go out as much as they thought they might be able to. Again, people want to buy stuff that they can't find. In other cases, they want to buy stuff and they're looking at the price tag and saying, whoa, when did this get so expensive? I mean, think about buying a car, even a used car, for example, way more expensive than it was a year or two ago. So people are looking around and they don't like everything they see, even though the way we measure the economy looks pretty good.
Thanks, Rick. Rick Newman, senior columnist at Yahoo Finance.